Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem.
Whether you're navigating hot flashes, chasing new passions, or just trying to remember why you walked into a room.
We got you. Every week we bring you tips, real-life stories, and expert advice to help you laugh, learn, and thrive through this wild midlife journey. Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And here we are.
I know.
2025.
2025.
We have some new gear. We got some new mics from
Santa. We're getting very professional over here.
We are. And today we're going to have some fun. We're just going to zip through some fun questions I am going to fire at Ashley. Oh, one of them is going to be the 5-second rule, so you're going to have 5 seconds to answer questions. Oh. Other ones are just going to be burning questions, random questions. I'm going to ask and you just answer as honestly and quickly as possible.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So it's a warm-up. Let's do a warm-up round. Paige smells like...
clean.
Okay.
I mean, she doesn't wear perfume every day, just like when we go out or something. But yeah, I mean, she just, her skin just always smells so clean.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I annoy Paige when I...
floss. She hates hearing me floss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you have like a water pick floss or?
No, I do like the old school, you know, string. Okay. But my teeth are kind of close together.
Oh.
And so you can hear it pop in and out.
Oh, okay.
And it drives her crazy.
Okay. Yeah. That kind of, I'm like, ooh, I'm getting chills right now. Okay. What is Paige's pet name for you?
Babe.
Yeah. That's easy peasy. Okay. All right. Now we're going to roll into the 5-second rule.
Okay.
So I'm not going to time you, but keep in mind we need answers very quickly. So theoretically, 5 seconds per question.
Well,
okay.
All right.
Don't be nervous.
Those were easy. I could answer those ones easily.
Yeah. They're all easy. They're all easy and they're all fun.
Okay.
And you guys out there, play along with us. Drop us a comment and let us know what your answers are. First question. Name 3 famous blondes.
Oh, gosh. Ellen DeGeneres, Pamela Anderson, and Cate Blanchett.
Oh, good ones. Okay.
There's 3, so many. I should have known way more quicker.
But it's funny when you're on the spot like that. Yeah.
Okay.
3 things you say when you're mad. You can say
shit.
Yep.
Fuck. And... God damn it.
Okay.
All curse words. I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. I think most of us are in the same boat. Name 3 things Paige does when she sleeps.
Talks.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. She talks a lot. Okay. She grinds her teeth.
Ooh.
And she moans a little bit too.
That's funny.
She's very vocal.
Okay. She's a noisy sleeper.
She is.
I guess we should have had her in on this one.
I know. She grinds her teeth so hard that sometimes it's loud enough to wake me up.
Ooh.
And it sounds like she's like chewing on gravel.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's not good for a teeth.
She needs something like a mouth guard. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Name 3 things you can't live without.
My kids.
Okay.
Which is sad. I shouldn't say that because
honest.
I can't.
Most of us say that.
My dog.
Oh.
And oxygen, I guess.
Okay, I was thinking wine.
If we want to get I guess wine would be up there for me. But then I'm starting to think, okay, truly, what are things I can't live with?
Right, you're on an island. What do you want? Yeah. Okay. Name 3 things you wouldn't want to sit on.
Needles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything wet for me. That would be kind of gross,
I'm thinking like vomit or something. I wouldn't want to sit on vomit.
No, no.
And...
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
My computer.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Or your glasses.
Well, I should say my glasses because I just did that a couple days ago. I had to take them in yesterday to get them repaired.
I just looked up at you and saw the glasses and thought that too.
Yeah.
Name 3 things. Name 3 things you do when no one is looking.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't really think about that. I mean, use the restroom, obviously.
Okay, obviously.
Shower.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never really thought about that.
Talk to your dog.
I do that when people are looking. People are
looking too. Okay. Name three reasons you would miss a day at work.
Sick.
Okay.
Lazy. Just mm-hmm. want to veg.
Yeah.
Or a doctor appointment, I guess.
There you go. Okay. Name three things you've hidden around your house.
Hidden. I've definitely hidden candy before when my kids were young.
Yeah.
Gifts.
Ooh, yeah. Since Christmas was just here.
Yeah. Pain pills. I've had to hide those.
Oh, yeah. Medication. Yeah. Yay. See, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. No. That was fun.
Okay, now we're going to play Burning Questions.
Okay.
Now, Ellen plays this all the time.
On her podcast.
Okay. And
love Ellen.
With her. And you said her right away. So yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. So she asks all these questions. And so I wrote a bunch down that I thought were kind of funny and I thought we could use. What is your favorite curse word?
My favorite? I mean, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's probably the one I say the most is fuck.
I know. Me too.
Which is really bad because it's such a bad one, but yeah, I just, it works with everything.
I'm trying to swap it out with biscuits because of the kids.
Oh, right. You have little ones around.
Yeah. And they're like, Nana. And I'm like, oh, biscuit. I meant biscuits.
Yeah. I mean, there's the classic shut the front door.
Right.
Which I used to say when my kids were little and I wanted to say shit, I would say shift in sand.
There you go.
And they just, you know, got older and thought it was just hilarious because they never really understood what that was all about.
It is kind of funny. It is funny. And biscuits, I think, is from a cartoon called Bluey.
Oh, okay.
That they're currently watching.
I play that for my dogs sometimes.
Oh, that's so hilarious. Well, at least you know they won't pick up any bad curse words by watching that or listening to that. What is your best beauty tip that you'd like to share?
I mean, I would say sunblock or keep your face out of the sun, which is really hard to do, especially when I was younger. I wanted to get as tan as I possibly could. Yeah. I was not trying.
It's only been recently that I tried to stay more in the shade than in the sun.
Right.
And this is funny. What body part are you most proud of?
Oh, gosh.
I'd say my boobs. Paid enough for them.
I mean, yeah, I paid enough for them. So.
I used to say my butt was great, but now it's not.
Yeah,
it's not
I used to have quite the bubble butt, very firm, and now it's just kind of, you know, gravity took its toll.
Yeah. Okay, quick one. Lights on, lights off?
Off.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a lights on. Okay. Three things you must do every day.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Shower.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not every day.
I know. Shower. I don't shower every day anymore. Now that I work from home, it's sad, but true.
Sleep.
Okay.
So are we talking like these are things that you should do or these are things that I...
Things that you do,
I
not
need to
things
do
that
every
you
day.
Need to do to live, like breathe and maybe sleep and eat, of course. But maybe you drink wine every day
every day, drink wine. gotta have a couple glasses in the evening. I don't do it all day, everyone. I promise.
When I was writing up these questions, I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I was already thinking of your answers.
Yeah, so I would definitely say wine, workout. Mm. If I don't work out, I at least stretch.
Okay, good.
And I have to floss every day. I have to.
OCD.
I feel weird if I don't. I can't just brush my teeth. I have to floss.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. That is kind of weird how if people don't. Have you ever faked an injury to get out of something?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely faked sick.
Right.
But I don't think an injury.
An injury? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you haven't.
Not that I can remember.
Okay. What is the strangest thing you know too much about? Yeah.
Oh, probably serial killers.
You do like those murder mystery things, huh?
I do.
Serial killers. Okay, that's a good one.
Well, what's yours? You should be answering these too.
Well, but I created the questions. It kind of isn't fair.
That's true.
I don't know. Strangest thing I know too much about. I don't know that one. I can't come up with anything off the top. If you had a fragrance, what would it be called?
Oh, wow.
And I know mine would be something vanilla musk or vanilla something. I just, vanilla is my scent.
I don't care for floral scents.
Right.
I like kind of like a spice scent. Not necessarily masculine.
Right.
But not very, like, super feminine.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess I could name it Spice Girl.
Spice Girl. There you go. It would be fun to create our own fragrance.
Yeah.
We should do that
sometime. Well, I think you can do that.
You can do it. Absolutely.
They have stores. Yeah.
Yeah. And when we were in Italy, there was a bunch of perfume places and stuff. We didn't do it.
Yeah.
But it was something that we could have done.
That would be a lot of fun.
It would be fun.
I know my daughter loves to combine perfumes.
Oh.
So she'll do like a spray of one and a spray of another, and it creates a very, like, it's, you know, I don't know. She's really good at that, though.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah.
Very interesting. Maybe we can have her help us
Absolutely.
Make fragrances for herself. That would be fun to do sometime. What was your biggest mom fail?
Oh, gosh.
I know, that's a hard one.
Mom
Mine, fail. I think, for my older children was... Well, for all of them, I guess, mainly my oldest, was not having her, teaching her how to manage money and finances, right? Like, save 5% off the top, don't spend down to zero. All these things that I tried to make up with the younger two, but definitely with her more financial
I think
guidance.
I can agree with that. I think more so knowing about credit and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not necessarily... my oldest has a terrible habit of going on spending sprees. And I think a lot of it is his personality. So even if I would have taught him how to be more financially sound, I think it's just his personality.
Right.
But I do wish I worked a lot more with my younger kids on, you know, the importance of credit and, you know, things. I had them put on my credit card before they were 18. So they had established credit
winning.
And I didn't do that stuff with my oldest. I didn't think as much about it, you know, being so young. I think things like that. I wish I would have helped instill a little more confidence in him.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of the time, you know, my younger two were so close in age, 13 months apart.
Right.
And, you know, 5 years behind my oldest. So a lot of times he wasn't getting that positive attention that, you know, I could have given him because I was so busy.
Yeah. I think, too, I would have had more consequences for actions and being more strict with that.
Okay.
I would always lay down the law, but then they would know, you know, give mom a little bit of time and, you know, be nice and do good things. And then she'll be like, oh, it's okay. Go ahead and go out and play.
Right.
I wish I would have held to my guns a little bit more.
Yeah.
In addition to that,
it's hard. Being a single parent is, I mean, you have to.
Being a parent at all is hard. But when you're a single parent.
Yeah, you're doing it all.
You're doing it all. So I think we're too hard on ourselves. But anyways, that was just a fun question, I thought. Most embarrassing wardrobe malfunction.
I mean, I know I've like had my zipper down before.
I've walked out of a restroom with my skirt or dress tucked in my panties before. So now I'm like hyper conscious of it and I'm constantly, you know, feeling the back of it with my hands every time I get
up. I've seen women do that before. Yeah.
Or have toilet papers tucked to your shoe.
Yes.
That's not actually a wardrobe malfunction though, but
no.
Okay. I wear clothes inside out more than I'd like to admit to.
Do you really?
And sometimes it's underwear and stuff. I've even had bras on backwards before. And it's like, just leave it.
Bras on backwards. That's
inside
pretty...
out. Inside
okay,
out.
Yeah. Okay.
Or twisted, right? Like, have you ever had it twisted? And then it's like, well, I just don't want to redo it. But nothing popped off, so to speak. So, okay. If you could only drink one cocktail for the rest of your life, what would it be?
A cocktail? I would say vodka soda.
Okay. Yeah, I think rum and coke.
Yeah,
rum and coke for me. If you could only watch one reality show for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh gosh, this is hard because I don't really like
reality
shows, but
mine would probably be Bachelor, even though, or Bachelorette slash Bachelorette. I don't really watch it anymore, but I did in the beginning. Okay. Now it's just so scripted and so out there.
Yeah.
But that was my one.
Yeah, I can't even think of one that I've ever gotten into.
Mormon Housewives?
I don't watch that.
No?
No. Okay. I actually started it because I was under the impression that it was a documentary. And very quickly realized that's not. It's more like a, you know, Housewives of Salt Lake City type thing. No, I never got into that. I can't think of any that I've gotten into.
I don't think I've watched a whole one of anything. Yeah. I watched a couple for a few minutes, but never really got into it. I thought it was just ridiculous.
I've seen
grown women drunk, like, throwing temper tantrums or fighting.
Exactly. Yeah. I just can't. my partner likes Love Island.
Oh, okay.
Which is like a dating, you know.
Yeah. I think it's a spinoff of The Bachelor.
Is it?
It could be.
Yeah, they do different ones. They have like an American one, a British one, you know, all that.
Right.
And she really loves it. So I've seen parts of them because she'll binge it, you know, when a new season comes out. But I've never, I just don't get into it.
Still not
things.
Into it. I know.
Yeah.
I know. And they're so, I feel like they're so scripted, but when you're alone, what do you talk to your dog about?
Oh.
I know.
How pretty she is. Oh. How much I love her. She's so precious. She's sitting right here sleeping.
At our feet.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Besides sex, showering, or swimming, what's something else you've tried naked?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I sleep naked.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I've cleaned naked before.
Have you?
Yeah, but not for any other reason. Like maybe I was at the pool and just took off my clothes and came in and, you know, did the dishes or something. But not like I prance around and the nude and clean, but that would be something.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
It's hard
else.
To think of something else.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I remember going streaking when I was younger. But, you know, you have your bra and panties on. But,
oh, okay. So,
but,
it's not,
so not completely naked. But, yeah, we'd go out in the middle of the night and run through the streets in our underwear.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing you've ever done to make money?
The weirdest thing.
The weirdest thing.
I mean, I can't even think of anything unique I've done other than sell stuff on Marketplace.
I know. I'm trying to think of things that I've done. Weirdest thing. I mean, I've been waitress. That's not weird at all.
Oh, my first job was pulling skeet at the gun club.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good one.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Okay.
One of the funnest, and it doesn't exist anymore, the gun club I worked at, but I had so much fun there that summer that I worked there.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
When I was a kid in high school, I sold pot when I was
school. There you go.
I don't think it's weird, but
no,
back then it was not legal.
Yeah.
So it was maybe more risky, but
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But somebody had to do it.
Somebody had to do it. And if it wasn't me, someone else would be doing it. Tell us a lie you recently told.
A lie I recently told.
Mine would probably be that I told someone that they looked nice when they didn't.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, a lie's a lie, right?
Yeah. I think, I mean, I've done this a couple of times when someone calls and I ignore it because I know, like, especially someone that you know you're going to be end up on the phone for an hour.
Right.
But then I always feel guilty and I'll text them and be like, hey, I'm sorry, I was in the shower. I'll call you later. Like stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've done that recently. But I can't think of anything else.
I know. We're just honest people.
Yeah. I can't think of it.
Okay. If you could have an unlimited supply of one thing, what would it be?
I guess wine would be up there for me.
Mine would probably be Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Gotta have it. Not good for you.
I love carbs, too. But I try to be really good about eating too much of that, so I don't think it'd be good to have an unlimited supply. I mean, same for wine, I guess. But right. I'm pretty good. I'm better at moderating that than the I wine, am eating carbs. Yeah.
Well, that's funny. There's more consequences, I think, to overindulging wine. But okay. What do you think you would have grown out of by now, but you haven't? Gosh, I think that there's a lot for me because, honestly, I feel like in my mind that I'm still young.
Yeah.
So when I hear my own age, it just freaks me out because in my mind, I'm still thinking I'm young and...
Right. Yeah.
You know, like smoking would have grown out of that by now.
Oh, yeah. Or I definitely feel like that's one for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I feel like there's a lot of things that I should have grown out of by now. Teasing people, just the way I look at life, you know? I feel like I should be more of a grown-up. I don't feel like I'm as much of a grown-up.
I think you're very mature.
Thank you. In my mind, I'm still just
I think I am still a kind of a little immature with my emotions, and more so like sadness or anger.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a good one.
I feel like I'm a little immature with that.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
But I think but I feel like I would have grown out of the way I handle those by now.
Okay. What's the dumbest way you've hurt yourself?
Oh, there's a list. Okay. I have to tell you a story, though. So when I was in, I think I was in third grade, my friend and I were out at recess, and there was a part of the school that was kind of like a little... the way it was built, it was just kind of like this little alley almost, but not very deep. And it was really windy that day. And there were some papers and leaves that were being blown in this little alley, and they were going in a circle. And we were just running around and trying to jump over in, you know, in this alley over the leaves and paper.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know what the consequence was if you stood on it, but it was just a little game we were playing. And I was running so fast, full force, looked up and hit the wall. Brick wall.
Oh my gosh.
Hit it so hard, Tracy, that I knocked myself out.
Oh my gosh.
Knocked myself out. They had to carry me into the nurse's station, call my mom. I was bleeding. I mean, my face was all scratched up.
Oh my gosh.
You can see one eyebrow is higher than the other.
Oh, that's I never from noticed that.
Yeah.
This whole side. Oh my goodness.
I had to, we went to the emergency room. I had to get, you know, x-rays done and everything. I was so sick when I woke up, vomiting everywhere. It was a terrible concussion.
Oh my, I was going to say, terrible. Sounds like you had a concussion.
I did, yeah. Wow. But yeah, full force, ran right into a wall.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mine's not that bad. I have several. But with your story, it made me remember the time that Cody called me in the middle of the night and the phone was ringing. It was in the kitchen. And my bedroom door was shut, and I didn't realize it. And I just ran like you, but I thought the door was open and just face on it, like straight on into the door. It wasn't a brick wall, thankfully, but it like knocked the sense out of me, and I just wanted to cry, and I was still trying to get to the phone. And so that one came to mind when you were telling me your story. Although I wasn't a child, it was only a couple years ago.
That's even funnier.
But I have blackout shades in my room, so it's always dark, right?
Yeah, very dark.
And usually the front room, there's no lights on that you can see. But and most recently was probably my epic bicycle crash.
Oh, gosh.
Which I've overcome. I've been on the bike for a week or so now, and it feels... Actually, it's been a couple weeks.
Wait, we both had accidents around that same time. What was it that had happened to me?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. It was something funny, too, because I remember you telling me that happened. I was like, oh, my gosh, you aren't going to believe. And I can't think of now what it was
I had
done. But it was something very silly.
It's because
I'm constantly finding bruises on my body.
Oh,
I'm like,
too.
When did that happen?
Yes, yes. That's funny. Yeah, the bicycle thing. And I was showing the grandkids when we were riding last week. I was
where
like,
you crashed?
That's where Nana crashed her bike. And they're like, how did you do it? I'm like, it happened so fast. Next thing you know, my head was in the rocks and I was down on my side. And
I think we both had black eyes. I think that's what it was. Because you had a black eye from it. What was it that hit me?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I can't remember now.
Yes, you had a black eye, too.
I did. Yeah. But it was something really silly. Yeah. It was something really silly.
But that was funny. It was,
because I thought it was so ironic.
Chime back in.
I will.
What poster was on your wall growing up? It's funny how that we all had that. I wonder what kids put up on their bedroom walls now.
I had a lot of little sayings. I remember I had one that my dad absolutely hated. It said, people that say things don't bring you happiness don't know where to shop or something like that.
Okay.
I had stuff like that, but if I had anyone on my wall, and I don't think I did, but it would have been like, do you remember Tiffany?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always had a crush on her. And then Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 21 Jump Street.
I was thinking Leif Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Or Andy Gibb. I just was goo-goo and gaga over
I
Andy
see
Gibb.
That. Yeah.
And, you know, anyway. I'm all, yeah, anyway. Well, thank you for joining us today. Hope you had as much fun as we did. Drop answers to some of the questions that you have into our chat.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit the subscribe button so you can never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Please also connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.
Until next time, keep thriving, keep laughing, and keep embracing every crazy, wonderful minute of this midlife adventure.